This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. North Korea is apparently raising the stakes yet again in its nuclear standoff with the United States, and today announced it may end a moratorium on ballistic missile tests. This comes one day after North Korea withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the first nation ever to do so. This decision has caused worldwide concern, especially in neighboring South Korea and Japan. Bush administration officials say they are concerned by North Korea's moves, but they continue to hold out hopes for a diplomatic solution. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Seoul.
North Korea's ambassador to China made the announcement at a hastily called news conference. He says a 1999 ban on missile testing may now be invalid. North Korea already possesses missiles capable of reaching South Korea and Japan, and according to U.S. intelligence officials, is working on a new generation of ballistic missiles that could reach Alaska and Hawaii. The North Korean official blamed America's hostile policy for this latest escalation. That's the same reason it gave for yesterday's decision to withdraw from the Nuclear Arms Control Treaty. That unprecedented move rattled nerves throughout the world, especially here in the South Korean capital, Seoul, only 35 miles from the demilitarized zone, the de facto border with North Korea. South Korea's President Kim Dae-jung today said, quote, "The situation on the Korean Peninsula is deteriorating," and urged neighboring countries to redouble their efforts to find a diplomatic solution. Commentators here have focused on one single line in North Korea's overwhelmingly bellicose statement, a small opening that just may provide a way out of this crisis. North Korea has tentatively invited the United States to verify for itself that it does not possess nuclear weapons. Yet at the same time, it continues a steady drumbeat of angry, often colorful rhetoric. Today, it threatened to mercilessly wipe out any forces that attempt to encroach on its sovereignty. North Korea's official news agency advised the U.S. to, quote, "behave with decorum." 1 million people reportedly took to the streets of the North Korean capital today in what's being billed as a mass show of defiance. The U.S. says it's willing to talk but not negotiate with North Korea. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is due to hold a third and final round of talks today with North Korean envoys. A senior State Department official says the North Koreans have, so far, conveyed nothing particularly new. The U.S. is preparing to take its case against North Korea to the U.N. Security Council. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.